The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they
I'm sorry, I'm waiting for the next refrain, and we're already past the start point. My apologies. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 27 March already? 2018. Wow. Is it just me? Or is the Earth's rotation speeded up? I don't know. At any rate. By the way, I was talking to Michael Herzog today. He called in, if you were listening to yesterday's show, he called in. And it was about the caller that called in from Texas. Well, he was stuck in traffic, and he was trying to make a point here about military tribunals. And I misspoke the way it used to be prior to the NDAA, that, you know, they had to have a presentment of guilt and, you know, get the proper paperwork and the due process and all that stuff. And, you know, you were off and running in a stacked federal court. You know, good luck. And he pointed out that he said, you know, he said, John, he said, there are people that are going up in front of these military tribunals fashioned after the NDAA. You know, where you don't get to talk to an attorney, you don't get to say goodbye to your loved ones, you have no idea where you're going, and all of that. And we were talking about other things, and I wanted to clear the decks yesterday. If you noticed, I said goodbye to Steve Elkins, and it was about 5 minutes to the top of the hour because I wanted to do that front sight read, and you're now hearing it on the network. But at any rate, make a long story short here, Michael is coming up Friday. He's going to join me Friday, and we're going to go through all of this stuff about the indictments, and there's a lot of mixed information going on out there, so he's been doing due diligence. As a matter of fact, he was, bless his heart, he's running at Mach 3 with his hair on fire, wearing three different hats, and trying to cram all this in, and he didn't do a show today because he damn near slept through his time, but he woke up just prior to his airtime, and he did a replay. Why? Because he's been drilling down so hard that he didn't get any sleep last night. So I understand, and thank you, Michael, and I'll have him on the air Friday, and we'll vet out some of the stuff that he has discovered, and we will attempt to straighten out the kinks in the crooked leg here. I don't know if that's a proper analogy, but I think you understand what I'm saying. So at any rate, talking to Steve Elkins today, you know, I don't know if you guys recognize this or not, but Ron McDonald and Steve Elkins share this same disease, one that I don't think I've ever caught, and I would recognize if I had it. And they're terminally nice guys. Now, is that such a bad thing? No, it's just hard to understand sometimes because, well, when you find somebody that's nicer than yourself, you end up being a little pissed off because they're so nice. Steve understood that, and I appreciate these guys very much. Ron McDonald's on hiatus for a couple of weeks. He's taking a break after doing the show for 8 years. You know, he always attended the Monday show with religious devotion. You remember how he used to go to church on Sundays? Yeah, that kind of devotion. So at any rate, he's taking some time off, chilling his jets and doing some things he needs to get caught up on. So Steve will be with me next Monday. But, yeah, they got the terminal niceness. They really do. And they're neither one of them are aggressive. If you've noticed my attitude, come on, Ron, say something. And then Ron, we bring up Steve Elkins on the air, and Steve's so damn polite he would email me rather than just jumping in because he didn't want to interrupt. And I'm going, wait a minute. So not this past Monday, but the Monday before, I made a joke on the air about, Ron, do you have a remote-controlled cattle prod sticking in an orifice here of Steve Elkins down in God's waiting room? Because he's being more aggressive. And he kind of admitted that he did. But they're both the same. They're cut out of the same cloth. The nicest people you'd ever want to meet. And I am just so pleased to know the both of them. Speaking of which, let's set this program out on a different tone today. Are you feeling wrangled, stretched out of shape? Yeah. Like the old underwear? They still look pretty good, but the elastic's gone and they keep falling down? Yes. This came in by way of email from Dan Sutterfield. And this is what I've been trying to tell you about Front Sight. You know, the people that have run and trained more than a million people in this country on true marksmanship, and better still, when to call that marksmanship in without question and to be effective. Well, Dr. Ignatius Piazza passed this email he received at Front Sight, and he sent it over to Dan Sutterfield, and he said, one of your fellow members has a gift for you. Here is the email he sent me, and I'm passing on to you. Dear Dr. Piazza, one of the reasons I initially joined Front Sight was because of the respect you have shown for our country and the goal you have of positively changing the image of gun ownership in America. I believe you and Front Sight have instilled that philosophy in numerous people and will cause that good attitude to grow exponentially. I remember thinking while attending a Front Sight class that Front Sight members and students are the kinds of people I would like to have as neighbors. Thank God we live in a country where all this is possible. For that reason, I thought you might appreciate the attached song I wrote. A friend of me asked why I waited until I was 71 years old to write the song. Watching the news lately has provided the incentive. It's a thank you gift to you, Front Sight, and our country. Hopefully you will find the time to listen on YouTube.com. His name is Bob Fay. And what I would like to do is take the opportunity to play this song. You know, I've been trying to tell people that, look, you know, you might be a little gray around the temples, or maybe you're stark raving bleach white. Or maybe you're a millennial that just pulled his head out of the dark, dank place that he's had it in, a hole in the ground, or paint your own picture there. But I've tried to instill in people that everybody has something to offer. Now, here's a guy, 71 years old, and he decides to write a song. Now, I was just literally blown away by this, not because of the man being 71 years old, and he's not really a singer-songwriter, you know, of any import, but here's a guy that it came from his heart. And one other thing I'd want to throw in here before I play this song for you, and it's only 3.5 minutes long, so don't get all... No, 3 minutes and 13 seconds long. It's this feeling that I've had about the country, about the stars and the stripes, and what this country has been doing, and we kind of overlook of the things that have gone right. Well, let me qualify that statement. We have more things that are going wrong than are going right, but to instill and to pass on that this country didn't start out this way. It was the globalist. It was the power monger, bankers, back the New World Order, Illuminati, give it a name. I don't care. Point being is when the national anthem is played, I always stop and I always listen and I always reflect. Now, we all know what has happened to this federal government. We all know and we understand that. But does that stop the love of my country? No, it certainly does not. We recognize the things that are wrong, and those wrongs need to be set right. Most assuredly, that is job one. That's job number one. All right, I'm going to play this by Bob Fay. And if it sounds a little bit like Willie, it ain't Willie. Willie's going to be 84. This guy's a spry young 71.
I would stand for the national anthem. I will cross my heart with pride. I will honor the flag of this nation, for whose cause so many have died. I will stand. I will stand. What makes America different? What makes America great? Is it our wealth or power? Or is it just luck or fate? Who gave our people freedom? Who keeps our nation safe? Is it our military, politicians, or police? I will stand for all the good things that our country represents. Freedom and equality that the God of all protects. I will stand for the national anthem. I will cross my heart with pride. I will honor the flag of this nation, for whose cause so many have died. I will stand. I will stand. What did the founders believe? Who gave us all these rights? In whose eyes are we all equal? Who lifted us to such heights? My faith is in our Creator. It isn't luck or fate. The difference is in God we trust. That makes America great. So I'll stand for all the good things that our nation represents. Freedom and equality that the God of all protects. Stand with me for the national anthem. We will cross our hearts with pride. We will honor the flag of this nation, for whose cause so many have died. We will stand. We will stand. We will stand. Together we'll stand.
That was published this year, January 10th, on YouTube. Surprised they haven't scratched that yet. And this was done, I'll just read the blurb that accompanies the video on YouTube. America has a foundation we're standing up for. What is that foundation? Our founding documents acknowledged that every citizen has natural rights granted by our Creator, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have a government whose sole purpose is to protect our individual lives, property, and sovereignty of the nation from those who would threaten to take them from us. The flag and the national anthem are symbols of that foundation. Be proud and protective and stand up for your God-given rights. And that was co-created with Movie Studio. Now, having said that, I am not oblivious to the fact of what this government has turned into. Swamp creatures? That sounds like a bad science fiction movie. But it is true. But those are the actors, as I remind people. The deep state is further behind, manipulating and pulling the strings. So, hats off to you, Mr. Fay. I appreciate your sentiments very much. And I would like to leave the thought that all the men that have gone before us in battle, that they thought that they were fighting for something that was absolutely true and correct. Well, as we have discovered, peeling back the onion layers of history of this country, that not all was right, not all the time. And that we still, even though it's getting more restrictive, we are still in a country that I'm able to use that soapbox. So having said all of that, I just thought I would start this program out on a different note today. All right, back into the crap here. And by the way, Julie, what is the first name of the woman that sent the donation with the complaint about Hillary? A Kentucky listener. Now, this is the woman, and I'm really going to try to honor her request. She loves the network. She's supporting the network financially. And she has included in her donation every month a little note saying, you know, this statement you make about the piano leg lesbian, I really don't like that. So I'm going to have to come up with a different descriptive thing. And I don't know if it's the piano leg thing or the lesbian thing or maybe the two combined. I don't know. But at any rate, donor from Kentucky, I hear you, and I'll try to refrain. I really will. But, I mean, you know, something, once something gets burned into your brain, it's hard to scratch it out. Now, in my heart of hearts, I don't want to offend this dear lady, because her angle on this is, you know, you shouldn't pick on people with disabilities. Yeah, but my friend in Kentucky, it's so much easier to pick on people with disabilities when they're an absolute crap person. But I get your point. I understand it completely. Ah, boy. Now, Mikey, did you post up everything I sent you? So I should be able to just hit this refresh on my wonderful little thing called a computer, and it should give me all the stuff, right? Okay, if you say so. I'm depending on you. It's there. Okay. It's coming around. I'm sorry. You have a problem with that? Okay, that's the one that I really wanted. But okay, I'll grant you 2 minutes. Okay, that means 90 seconds. All right, while I'm treading water, and now I'm just teasing you, Mike. I was going to include it today. I was just wondering where it was at. On a more positive note here, the creation of the State Bank of Alaska. Now, this is the last place that I expect. This makes sense, and in some ways it doesn't make any sense, because we've seen the screwy politics coming out of Alaska. You're not quite sure that this is the land of the rugged and the independent, or just another set of asshats that are just following the same theme. Every once in a while, Alaska will surprise you. Well, here's the latest surprise. This is a note from the editor. This is Alaska's upfront revolt against the Federal Reserve and the monopoly mega banks. Now, if you guys will recall back in 2009, when I had this encounter with this Chase guy, this guy that rolled down from the marvelous city of New York, New York, and he and I exchanged information. And come to find out that, yeah, they pulled the biggest ripoff in the world. Well, I said, and I asked Governor Perry at the time and his underling, are you guys going to start a Texas State Bank? Now, keep in mind, that was in 2009. I'll be back with the story that's going on in Alaska today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Alaska legislature submits bill to create a state bank. The state of Alaska joins Michigan and New Jersey. I didn't think this was possible coming out of Jersey. Or Michigan, for that fact. In the growing circle of states formally working to establish a public bank, as Representative Chris Tuck and Representative Scott Kowalski introduced HB 376. The bill has been referred to the Labor and Commerce and Finance Committees. It's coming out of Juneau, Alaska. Representative Scott Kowalski, Democrat out of Fairbanks, and Chris Tuck, Democrat out of Anchorage, have filed legislation to create a state bank as a public corporation of the state of Alaska. The Bank of Alaska would create new avenues of long-term economic growth by granting loans to Alaskan-owned businesses in emerging industries. Now, a state bank would offer Alaskans new opportunities to invest in themselves, said Representative Kowalski. Too many Alaskans have the dream, desire, and drive and are denied bank loans and cannot access credit. This bank can help Alaskans build their own local business. Profit from the Bank of Alaska loans would be deposited in the general fund annually, and would be available to be reinvested in the bank with a vote from the Alaska legislature. Now, the Bank of Alaska would be able to raise revenue while helping Alaskans develop and improve their small businesses. Kind of like, sounds like a Dakota story, doesn't it? A state bank will allow us to control our economic destiny by investing in industrial development to create value-added industries from our resources, said Representative Tuck. This will create physical wealth for our state and insulate us from the swings of the banking markets, which can hinder us from necessary development. Boy, that is a mouthful. Necessary development? Hindrance? You... Oh, brother. Now, the editor sticks another note in here. He said, the public banking movement has been initiated by several states and major cities, each trying to become the second publicly owned bank in the USA. Alaskans' brave effort will cleverly and forcefully opposed by the international banking powers, who tried but were unable to stop the State Bank of North Dakota in 1913. See, the people up in North Dakota, God bless and rest their souls, none of these people are alive that took that initiative in 1913, I guarantee you. But they saw, just like many other people, and you got to dig real deep to go into the Federal Register to find Congress critters and even senators alike, that once this Federal Reserve system was formulated, illegal and unconstitutionally, and look when they did it, when nobody else was there, they just had their cronies vote it, and they pushed it right through. But that was in 1913. North Dakota recognized that. And the North Dakotans said, get your hands off our itty-bitty. And this has been one of the most successful states, I might add, by way of this manipulation, I call it the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind that took place back in 2008. Well, they got the message, and they're moving toward a more positive, and dare I use the word, sustainable development of their economy by way of a state bank. Now, having said that, that is a good thing. That is a double plus good thing. Because anything that hurts the interest, and I use that tongue in cheek, to the bankster gangsters, I am all for. Now, there have been, and I'm still looking at this, and I'll give you a report on it later, but the rebuke of the grand chess players, the grand masters, the people that really are the movers and shakers with their front dummies, not just operating in this country, folks. This is not a thing that is relegated just to poor old us here in America. This is worldwide. So, I appreciate this being sent over to us by We Hold These Truths, and I always appreciate what these guys do and what they provide for us. So, thank you. By the way, the Salisbury, and this is kind of out of order, but this is one of the things I wanted to talk about today. You know, we're throwing all these Russian diplomats out of our country, and it kind of shocked Russia. But when you're running PSYOPs, that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to shock and surprise people. Well, the Russians are not taking this too well, because we're expelling diplomats here in the United States, because evil Russia is after us again. You know, they tried to intimidate us with their nuclear weapons and their capabilities of wreaking havoc worldwide. Well, it was the asshats in the State Department and the people that decided that they wanted to team up with Uncle Joe to go kill Adolf. And as General Patton says, I think we're backing the wrong horse here. I think we're fighting with the wrong people. And, of course, he couldn't be alive to go into politics once retiring from the military, now could he? Couldn't have that. At any rate, more on this when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sorry, we're not doing a music show here today? Okay, good. I don't know why I like that song so much. A lot of our listeners out there are stodgy old people that don't like rock and roll. Makes one wonder. Get the juices flowing. At any rate, by the way, it's a good thing the mics aren't open during breaks around here. During the break, we came up with a solution for the lady in Kentucky. We will now refer to Hillary Clinton as the pantsuited lesbian. Is that better? Okay. Please don't anybody ask me then why she wears pantsuits, because I'll have to tell the truth. At any rate, Salisbury nerve agent attacks reveal $70 million Pentagon program at Porton Down. This Bulgarian investigative journalist and Middle East correspondent, and God, why can't it be as easy as Bob Jones or John Booker, a simple name like this? No, his name is Dilyana Gaitanshivia. Okay, that's the last time I'm going to refer to his name. I'll just refer to him as the investigative journalist. Over the last 2 years, she has published, thank you for that, because I didn't know if that was a he or she, has published a series of revealing reports on weapons smuggling. 2 months ago, Southfront published her investigation in the Pentagon biolaboratories in 25 countries across the planet. Her current report provides an overview of the Pentagon-funded experiments at the secretive UK military laboratory, Portendown, near Salisbury, where an ex-Russian spy and his daughter were allegedly poisoned with nerve agent. Here's the story. The Pentagon has spent at least $70 million on military experiments involving tests with deadly viruses and chemical agents at Portendown. The UK military laboratory near the city of Salisbury, the secretive biological and chemical research facility, is located just 13 kilometers from where on the 4th of March, former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Yulia, were found slumped on a bench following an alleged nerve agent poisoning. Information obtained from the U.S. Federal Contracts Registry reveals that the Pentagon Defense Threat Reduction Agency, yeah, never heard of that one, neither did I, the DTRA, has funded a number of military projects performed at the U.K. Defense Science and Technology Laboratory, that is the DSTL. Of Portendown. Over the last decade, among them experimental respiratory infection of non-human primates, marmosets, with anthrax, Ebola virus, Marburg virus, Venezuelan equine encephalitis virus, Western equine encephalitis virus, and Eastern equine encephalitis virus. I don't know the difference between them, but evidently there is. The U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency, that being again the DTRA, has also funded experiments on animals which were exposed to chemical agents such as sulfur, mustard, and phosgene gas. And of course, the phosgene gas was used as a chemical weapon during World War I, where it was responsible for about 85,000 of the 100,000 deaths caused by chemical weapons. DTRA has also been granted full access to DSTL scientific and technical capabilities. Wait a minute here. Let me make sure that I don't skip anything here. All right. At least 122,000 animals used for military, chemical, and biological experiments at Portendown. You know, where are all the tree huggers and, you know, the non-flesh-eating dandelion chewers? Where are they all at? You know, these people killed 122,000 animals. Why aren't you all up in arms about that? Oh, because you didn't know about it. Because it didn't fit your agenda. I see. Animal experiments are classified as confidential in the UK under Section 24 of the Animals, and that being Scientific Procedures, Act of 1986. It is a criminal offense to disclose certain information about animal experiments in the UK. Uh-oh, here come the NDAA people. I'm going to be taken off to the UK. I just broke one of their laws. So sorry. Data obtained via the Freedom of Information Act, though, gives us an idea of the dimensions of the military, chemical, and biological experiments carried out at Portendown. As I said, a total of 122,050 animals have been exposed to deadly pathogens, chemicals, and incurable diseases over the last decade alone. And that was 2005 to 2016. Animals used included mice, guinea pigs, rats, pigs, ferrets, sheep, and non-human primates. Non-human primates. Fancy way of saying monkey. Some of the deadly experiments have been sponsored by the Pentagon under contracts between the DSTL and the DTRA. Scientists at Portendown have infected or poisoned animals in order to measure time of death and lethal dose of exposure. In practice, the possible use of the research virus and chemical gas as a weapon. By the way, this is one of the concerns about these chemtrail sprayings, that in fact, that was a program to determine the efficacy and how to spread stuff. You know, it isn't just for fighting global warming by putting up a sunscreen, so to speak, over our cities. Now, the funny thing about this is, if you think about that, yeah, okay, it's kind of like aluminum foil over your city or town. Yeah, it's going to reflect some heat, but it also traps it as well. And to give you a simple example of that, the heat bleeds off the earth in a cloudless night faster than it does in an overcast night. Why? Even though those clouds are way up there in the air, what it does is it holds the heat. And I used to joke when I first came down here to Texas, I used to joke about being so damned hot down here. You've heard the old adage, well, you could fry an egg on the sidewalk. Yeah, well, you could do that at 2 o'clock in the morning here in Texas from the residual heat. So anyhow, 12 of these marmoset monkeys were experimentally infected with the Ebola virus via aerosol at Porton Downs under a Pentagon-funded project. Experimental respiratory infection of marmosets with Ebola virus, Kikwit. Now, that's the Zaire strain of Ebola virus, which killed more than 245 people in Zaire, now the Democratic Republic of Congo, in 1995. The project was part of the $6.3 million DTRA program running at Porton Down from 2012 to 2016. Now, the source on that, and this is posted on the website. Please go and research all the sources on this and read it for yourself. The experiment's stated goal was to measure the lethal dose of exposure and time of death, meaning that Ebola virus Kikwit, spelled K-I-K-W-I-T, was researched for its potential as a bioweapon. All infected marmoset monkeys died from 6 to 10 days after exposure to the Ebola virus. The Pentagon also funded studies on the deadly Marburg virus. That was over a $2.5 million project. Experimental respiratory Marburg virus hemorrhagic fever infection in the common marmoset. And another $1.5 million project, the Marburg virus model development, which was undertaken at Porton Down in 2017, just last year. The virus causes viral hemorrhagic fever and is listed as category of a bioterrorism agent. Now, isn't it funny that all these bioweapons, they have been they've been done away with, except for those that are still developing and testing. Under another $4.8 million project funded by DTRA, Porton Down scientists, along with the Pentagon contractor, MAP Biopharmaceutical, tested susceptibility and lethality of Western equine encephalitis virus in mice when infected by an aerosol route. MAP Biopharmaceutical is an American pharmaceutical company which has developed an Ebola vaccine from a tobacco plant, according to the study. Aerosol infection is a likely route of exposure to Western equine encephalitis virus in a biowarfare scenario. You know, isn't that strange? As I said, you know, all this bio stuff, that's a no-no. No, that's international, that's been outlawed. Except those that don't pay attention to the law. And the thinking is, well, just in case the other side's had, you know, the bad guys, whoever the bad guy of the day is, whoever we want to skewer and cook, you know, they might have the same capability. You know, just as a side note here, Mr. John Bolton, that's going to be the head of the NSA, you know what his attitude is? First strike capability? Well, we need to use first strike against our enemies. I'll get into that more with Michael on Friday. So at any rate, chemical agents test. Let's move along here. British military scientists were funded by the DTRA to perform chemical agent system testing as part of an almost $40 million Pentagon program from 2012 until 2017 at Porton Down. Documents prove that the U.S. Department of Defense Agency, the DTRA, funded animal experiments with chemical agents at the secretive British military lab. In 2016, Porton Down scientists, along with their colleagues from the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Chemical Defense, published the results of a joint study. Acute gene expression profile of lung tissue following sulfur mustard inhalation exposure in large anesthetized swine. You know, and I think this is just a front, because why do this with mustard gas and phosgene gas? We already know the effects. That was created and used in World War I. Do you think they went a little past this? Yeah, you bet your sweet mustard gas they did. Now, if this is true, the last use of sulfur mustard in a battle was confirmed in Syria in 2016. Now, this is according to the BBC. Islamic State jihadists used mustard gas against government forces in Deir ez-Zor. The same chemical gas was confirmed to have been used by ISIS agents against Kurds in northern Iraq. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW, confirmed the laboratory test had come back positive for sulfur mustard after around 35 Kurdish troops fell sick on the battlefield in August of 2015. Now, you notice how this has been twisted, because what were we told, folks? What was coming out of the Pentagon? What was coming out of the sock puppets on Fox News? Well, they were telling you, oh, Bashar al-Assad is gassing his own people. No, he wasn't. He wasn't at all. According to information obtained by the U.S. Federal Contracts Registry, Port and Down scientists 5 months ago completed a $2 million military program involving chemical gas experiments on animals. This program was funded by the U.S. Department of Army on behalf of the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute of Chemical Defense. Oh, and here's one for you. The USAMRICD, and was launched in 2008 and further extended in 2012. The work of the program included phosgene, the gas tests themselves, among them continued model development to establish reproducible phosgene injury at 24 hours. According to the program documents, the purpose was to monitor the development of acute lung injury following phosgene exposure. It was used extensively as a chemical weapon, most notably during, as we've said, more than once, World War I. Now, tests using nerve agents, VX and VM, on guinea pigs. And who was the guinea pig? This could have been Sergei and his daughter, Yulia. And you never let a self-created chaos or a chaotic situation go to waste. As I said, at the top of this, we're expelling Russian diplomats from the United States because their involvement in gassing Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Yulia. God almighty. Did you ever fancifully just sit back and wonder what the punishment would be for these people? Now, we're talking in the masters of dealers of death. It's been estimated recently, you know, I keep asking for the body count because they sure as hell don't give us one out of the Pentagon or out of the federal government. Hell, they won't even tell you how many American soldiers have died. And they certainly won't admit that over 100,000 have committed suicide because of their involvement in the Middle East, because they actually found out what they were taking part in. Now, we won't talk about any of that. And they further won't talk about, just in Iraq alone, how many deaths have taken place since our involvement with toppling that evil dictator that was accused of killing 1,800 of his own people. Well, guess what the body count is up to now, ladies and gentlemen? 2.5 million people, men, women, and children. You know, we can contemplate the death of one better than we can 2.5 million. We don't have the ability to contemplate the life and death of one individual. Oh, we do if it affects us personally. Your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncles, your cousins, your best friend, your wife, your husband. You can imagine that. But your brain does not have the capacity to times that by 2.5 million, because you can barely handle the death of the one. It's mind-twisting. It's mind-numbing. You almost want to reject it out of hand because it's too painful to consider. So here again, throwing another log on the fire of let's go burn Russia down. And it's scary as hell having John Bolton up there. this guy, oh my God, I don't, you know, if you wanted to concoct in a laboratory and chemically cook somebody up, that would be as easygoing but as heinous as this John Bolton guy is. I say that their laboratory experiments were successful. Are these creatures actually bred in test tubes? One has to wonder. A couple more things on this, and I'll take John and Austin when we get back. Porting down scientists test chemical gas on London tube passengers. Whoops, I guess this is not supposed to be put out either. Can UK special agents come over here and arrest me, Mikey? No? Okay, I'll tell them you said that. All right, we'll be back.
No reason to get excited.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, the UK Ministry of Defense does confirm the use of animals for military and chemical and biological experiments. The ministry states DSTL is proud, mind you, proud, to deliver cutting-edge science and technology for the benefit of national defense and security. National defense and insecurity, that should be called. Part of its work is to provide safe and effective countermeasures against the threat posed by chemical and biological weapons and to enhance the treatment of conventional casualties on the battlefield, which could not currently be achieved without the use of these animals. Well, Porton Down scientists test chemical gas on London Tube passengers. Yes. Sounds a little bit familiar. Light bulbs being dropped through subway vents by the CIA. Remember that one? Chemical gas was released on thousands of unsuspecting commuters during a military experiment on the London Underground, the documents reveal. These chemical tests were performed in 2013 by scientists from Porton Down. The UK government never informed the British public of the military experiment on the London Underground. Thousands of people were exposed to chemical gas without their knowledge. Nor did the Ministry of Defense ask for their consent to participate in such military experiments. And how would you go about asking? Hey, excuse us, when you take, you know, that train, we're going to gas you. Is that okay? What do you think the response would be? That's right. 5 PFTs and FS6 and urea were released on the London Underground in 2013 in the form of liquid aerosol droplets. And the source on that one came right from our U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Bless you, boys. The document provides information about other programs running in the USA and UK from 2005 to 2016. Among them are the London Underground Chemical Trials. They were conducted by the Defense Science and Technology Laboratory, also known as Porton Down. Wow. And the story goes on. If you want to read the rest of this, and there's secret documents that have been copied and posted as well. John in Austin, I love the brogue. Go ahead, sir. Even if you've got nothing to say, I love the way you say it.
How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well.
I just happened to catch Mother Teresa Bloody May giving a statement to the House of Commons the day after this incident happened in Salisbury. And you know the first rule of Fight Club, John, never believe a word a Tory says. So I sat here listening to her thinking, my God, are you serious? And people are actually believing this. Now, I have a book called Spy Catcher, and this book was written by a scientist who rose to the rank of assistant director of MI5. His name was Peter Wright. Margaret Thatcher had the book banned in Britain because it was very embarrassing for not only the security services, but the government, obviously. And the gist of the book, John, was the intelligence services of Russia, they were so far ahead of us, you know, the Brits and the Americans. They had us running around like blue-ass flies. So when I heard Teresa saying this, yeah. Mother Teresa.
Hey John, hang on a second. Yep. We've got to take top of the hour break. Hang around.
All right.
We call them blue bottles here.
Blue bottles.
At any rate, hang on a second. We've got to take top of the hour break. John, I'll give you a chance to finish out. 800-313-9443. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.